Recital Publishing presents The Right Moment and Other True Stories, written and read by Tom Newton. Shadow Rose. The crowd that had gathered on the quay to watch the departure of Shadow Rose held no collective opinion as to whether she would return. Now that the chronology of those events has become so jumbled, it might be said that she never left. She was a topsail schooner with three masts. Her hull was filled with bales of fleece. Had a core sample been taken and examined using an optical fiber diameter analyzer or a laser scan, it would have been discovered that the strands had an average diameter of 10 microns. But nobody needed instruments to tell them that Shadow Rose was filled with very fine wool. Microns meant nothing in those days. There were questions as to what she would be carrying on the way back. Rumors circulated. Would it be opium, or silver, or guano, perhaps? The master knew, but he would not tell. He came from patrician stock and was not in the habit of conversing with anyone beneath his station. This caused him great loneliness, and he was prone to fits of depression, especially on deep-sea voyages. He spoke only to give orders, and only through intermediaries. He could become garrulous, particularly about the way his meals were served. He required his food to be exactly centered on the plate. Asymmetry was punished by the lash. At times, when his depression was acute, he would become irresponsible, as when he drew imaginary continents on the ship's charts and plotted a course by them. This resulted in the chance discovery of an island inhabited by giants, only 3 inches tall. After this, the officers learned to gauge his state of mind and tactfully assumed command of the vessel when necessary, without him becoming aware of it. Upon the urging of the merchants who owned the ship, he grudgingly agreed to employ a man with whom he could dine. And so it was that Norbert Thornton was signed on as naturalist. The merchants hoped he would keep their captain on an even keel, since he could not be dismissed on account of his pedigree. Thornton belonged to the same class as the master, though he was not of the same means. He came from a good but withered family. Furthermore, he had an insatiable curiosity about everything. He had dedicated himself to a life of study, which provided scant remuneration. He sometimes had to work as a tutor for children who did not share his interests. The opportunity presented by a voyage on Shadow Rose, with its potential for discovery, and that, in addition, he should be paid for the privilege, was an offer too good to pass up. The master and the naturalist dined together twice a day. The master was reactionary, irascible, narrow-minded, and ignorant. Thornton was patient, knowledgeable, and liberal in his political opinions. He cared little for rigid elitism and was open to new ideas. The months passed. Their shared meals became each man's private hell, though they maintained a formal and frosty civility. Another source of annoyance for Thornton was the surgeon. He had previously fulfilled 2 roles on the ship, that of doctor and of naturalist. He had now been relieved of the latter. In truth, he had no ability or interest in the subject. Neither the master nor the owners of Shadow Rose cared much about the paucity of his reports, or the poor quality of what he did occasionally produce. Their interest in the natural world was only concerned with the effect it might have on their business. Another man would have been happy to be relieved of the position which meant so little to him. But the surgeon was of a jealous and vindictive disposition. His wounded pride required that he flout the usurper at every available opportunity. Thornton could only hope that he should not fall ill. What he really wanted was land. If they set ashore, he would wander into virgin forests, observing, sketching, and taking specimens. There had been no evidence of land for months. They were becalmed, adrift, on a vast ocean under a cloudless sky. The dinners continued. The master would not reveal their position. It was a point of contention between them. Thornton thought it was wrong to keep everyone ignorant. They all had a right to know where they were and where they were going.